Over a wooded hillside, a title appears. American Girl, Summer Camp, Friends for Life. In a quad, girls socialize. Now, a colorful sign reads STEAM. Other signs read Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. On outdoor stairs, girls climb toward buildings. In a tech facility, blue liquid bubbles through a spiral tube. A flame burns in a canister. On the floor, a mechanical snake slithers by someone's foot. As one girl sprays a fire extinguisher, others work with chemistry equipment. At computers, girls use design software. One girl shows off computer code while others operate a robotic arm. Another girl carries the snake. A slim girl with long dark hair uses a video camera.
Action! Cut!
Exactly.
Z wakes up.
You know, sometimes when we immerse ourselves in technology, we cut ourselves off from nature and from each other.
Bored girls sit outside. A round-faced girl swats the air.
Think of your minds as powerful tablets, and nature as one never-ending and always evolving engineering challenge. Now, look around. See everything that is open to you now that you have put your cell phones away.
We had no choice. You took them from us.
Yes, but that was in hopes that you would interface with each other and not just your screens. You know, humans, we are social beings. We thrive on interaction, right? So just by simply talking to someone, you can expand your individual body of knowledge and exponentially increase your collective power. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. When will we get our phones back?
When you start communicating with each other.
Z raises her hand.
Yes, Z.
When will we be able to use all the equipment?
When you show me that you're ready.
She wears a puzzled look.
Okay, I guess it's time. Everybody, off. Go off and explore.
The woman's lanyard reads, head nerd in charge.
What does she mean, show her I'm ready? I was born ready. When have I not talked about wanting to be a filmmaker? Hasn't happened.
Z and her friend walk.
If I could have filmed my own birth, I would have. That's commitment. Ray's really nice and all, but this nature obsession of hers is a little unnatural at a theme camp.
Cosine, nature would be a lot cooler if tablets grew on trees, and if trees were robots, and if robots were powered by sustainable, locally sourced ice cream, ideally mint chocolate chip. I'm working on a prototype and open to other flavors.
If I got an allowance, I'd be your first investor.
The point is, these hands came here to build things, not to squash bugs.
You're cultivating a new talent.
A girl hurries by.
Hello, explorer!
Who is that?
She pulls a wheelbarrow.
Whoops. Sorry about that. I know I should stop or at least slow down when I talk to people. My parents are always telling me I'm gonna give somebody whiplash one of these days.
Your parents are onto something.
Hi, I'm Susie, but everyone calls me Z.
Well, that's easy to remember.
I'm Paws, and you are...
So excited. Don't you think our collective new friends vibe is absolutely pulsatingly kinetic? Well, I have to run to the garden to tend to my gourds, tubers, pods, and nightshades. But I can't wait to get to know each other. And as Ray says, expand our minds. Goodbye, explorers.
The girl rushes off.
Forget wind turbines and solar panels. She's a great renewable energy source.
Did she seriously just forget to tell us her name?
Whoops. Drew! My name's Drew!
In the campground, girls of varying ages play games and jog. Crossing a creek, Paws slips and her foot lands in the water.
Oh. Oh.
Z helps her onto the bank as their group continues hiking.
When we decided to come here for the summer, I said I did not want to get up close and personal with nature.
She empties her wet shoe.
This is very close and very personal.
We just have to stick it out until Ray changes her mind.
As long as she changes hers before I lose mine.
She puts her shoe back on.
I'm done.
On a lawn, a sign reads, Tent Building Challenge. A girl watches a moving tent.
Stay
up! The left side is sort of...
Stay up!
Now the right side is...
Stay up!
The middle is all kinds of messed up.
Stay up!
The tent stays up.
Hey, look at you go.
And it's win it!
Good job. Unless, you know,
it was raining or something.
Paws scrambles out of the tent and walks off. It collapses. She comes back.
If we have to build a fire, I am burning that thing.
At a table, campers make jewelry. While a bespectacled girl reads, Paws holds a mechanical arm.
Yes!
She pumps her fists. At night in a cabin, a figure huddles under a white sheet on the bottom level of a bunk bed. A light glows underneath. Under the sheet, Z sits by a large jar full of blinking lights. Smiling, she flips through a notepad. She starts the flipbook again. Behind her, the shadow of a skeletal hand reaches across the sheet. Z glances back. She peeks out to find the mechanical arm.
Nice handiwork, Paws.
Bonafide genius up here.
Paws hangs from the top bunk.
That's really awesome.
She eyes the flipbook.
Even upside down.
I've always thought that filmmaking is a great way to bring people together.
On a white background, a pencil-drawn dove flies. Another dove joins it. As more doves join, they form an arch that transforms into a footbridge. Sketches resembling Z and Paws meet in the center of the bridge and share a hug.
Everyone loves seeing stories brought to life.
Spreading their arms, the girls turn into doves. They take off and fly together. In the cabin, wind blows a page off of the flipbook.
No!
The page tumbles through the window and onto the grass. A hand wearing a bracelet takes it. Daytime, Z and Paws stand at the tech facility windows.
Look at all that cool equipment.
You know what we need at this very moment?
An axe?
Paws presses her nose to the glass.
I was going to say fairy godmother.
I'm neither, but maybe I can help. Sorry, didn't mean to scare you. I'm Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. I'm
Z and Paws. I know.
Because you really are a fairy godmother?
Just your counselor. But I used to be a camper here for 10 amazing summers. I loved this place.
The curly-haired young woman wanders off.
Wish we could say the same. There's no way I could survive 9 more no-tech summers.
If Ray is conducting some kind of deranged science experiment, does withholding tech from kids make them crazy? She can absolutely conclude, yes, it does.
It's true. The camp used to be run a lot differently.
Has hearing about the good old days ever made anyone feel good?
Across the courtyard, Jordan tiptoes across a low wall, then leaps out of view. Z and Paws run to the wall.
Where'd she go?
They scan the area. Glimpses show Jordan standing in the sunlight and trailing her hand over tall grass. Now she reappears.
But there's a lot to Ray's biomimicry. Without observing the burdock plants, hooks, and loops, you can't invent the Velcro on your wristband. Without observing birds in flight, you can't invent an airplane. Without observing water lilies and starry nights, you can't paint some of the world's most beautiful paintings. Nature is one big laboratory and artist studio rolled into one.
Paws and Z face each other.
Mind blown.
Jordan stands behind them.
I have a feeling about you two.
No, a hypothesis.
That if you put your heads together, you'll figure out a solution to your predicament. And maybe even come to realize that Ray's experiment isn't so deranged after all.
She high-fives Z, then Paws. As their hands meet, light glints off of Jordan's bracelet.
Whoa, what a cool charm bracelet. I've never seen one like it.
Thanks, I made it myself. It's a constant reminder of things I love. I used this piece of circuit board as a pinhole projector during the last solar eclipse.
Whoa.
And I used these for stargazing, bird watching, or just to find my way home if I'm ever lost.
Oh, no, that's the lunch bell.
I say we commemorate this moment with a three-fee.
Do you have a phone? Ray confiscated ours.
Who needs a phone when you have these?
Popsicle sticks?
They're an awesome aerodynamic tool. I never set off on a hike without them.
She spots an open window in the facility.
That, my friends, is what you call a window of opportunity. Now, I just need something for impact.
She finds a bottle cap in a recycling bin.
Perfect.
Jordan starts to arrange sticks on the ground.
What are you making?
It's called a Cobra Weave stick bomb. But for our purposes, just think of it as a remote control.
See if you can find some pine cones with sap on them. Hurry.
Paws and Z search a grassy area covered with pine needles.
Is she amazing or what?
I'm voluntarily looking for pine cones. She's a miracle worker.
They each bring a pine cone to Jordan. A woven chain of sticks extends along the courtyard.
These are pretty sappy.
Nature's glue.
Ready?
Not sure what for, but heck yeah!
At the other end, Jordan pulls out one stick.
Palms away!
The chain flies apart, launching the bottle cap through the open window and onto a keyboard.
Quick! Say steam! Steam!
A computer snaps a photo of them. In the cafeteria...
I vote for calling Jordan our fairy geek mother.
Cosine! She could almost be an actual fairy the way she just appeared out of nowhere.
You know, that thought had crossed my mind.
What thought?
Why we didn't meet her at the start of camp. We're the other counselors.
Hello, explorers. I just foraged some yummy grub for my glowworms.
Drew shows a tray of snails.
We're eating.
So are they. Today's special is sea lavender salad, also known as snail chow.
Seriously, Drew? Snails?
They're considered delicacies by the French and bioluminescent beetles. Arthropod and Crotata Man. We're all connected.
There's Ray. Let's go ask her about Jordan. Hi, girls. Excuse us.
Oh, okay. See you later then.
Z and Paws approach Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Oh, hi, girls. How are you two coming along?
Great. In fact, we're really starting to get the hang of things. Thanks to Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah, our counselor. We were actually wondering why we hadn't met her before
today. But we totally love her.
Yeah, Jordan is awesome.
I had so much fun with her, I almost forgot I was outside.
There is no counselor here by the name of Jordan. Excuse me.
Ray leaves the confused-looking girls. Slowly turning to face Z, Paws crosses her arms.
What just happened?
Outside.
How could Ray not know who one of her own counselors is?
Paws paces.
What if Jordan isn't really a counselor? How could she not be? She knew everything about the camp. She knew who Ray was.
That's true. But then why would Ray lie? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Maybe she wasn't lying. Maybe she just forgot. She is a vegetarian.
Huh?
Sometimes they could be low on iron, which impairs brain function, which could affect memory.
She's always drinking spinach smoothies. She can't be low on iron.
Yeah, maybe not.
Z stands up.
I've got it. Our 3 feet. What about it? It's proof Jordan exists. We show it to Ray.
You're a genius.
Paws follows her down the outdoor steps. Outside the tech facility, they look through the window at the computer. The photo shows an empty space between Z and Paws.
What?
Oh. My
in the world?
Gosh.
Why isn't Jordan in the photo?
I don't know.
She was standing right next to us. She was there.
I know.
She was there. Her popsicle sticks, her charm bracelet. They were all there. They were all real.
They don't seem real anymore.
Z, that's insane. She has to be real.
Wait a minute. What's that in the upper right-hand corner of the photo?
Paws squints at a blurry figure.
I can't tell. It's too small in the frame.
We have to zoom in somehow.
Nearby, the bespectacled girl carries a stack of books while cleaning her glasses. Paws approaches her.
Here, let me help you.
Thanks. My arms are getting tired.
Hey!
Paws takes her glasses. Returning to the window, she peers through the lenses.
You aren't going to believe this.
What? What is it?
Take a look.
She hands the glasses to Z, who looks through them.
No way.
In the corner of the photo, Drew stands near a tree several yards behind Z and Paws. At night, the two friends brush their teeth at an outdoor sink. Z looks in the mirror.
How did Drew photobomb us? He's really bad.
But we would have at least heard her on the way.
Fine, I'll say it. This is now officially extremely weird. How is Drew in our 3 feet photo, but Jordan isn't?
There's only one explanation.
Don't say Jordan's a ghost. Please don't say Jordan's a ghost.
There might be another explanation.
Which is?
On the bed.
Jordan's a zombie?
Paws frowns at Z.
Fine. Jordan isn't a zombie. Ray is. You said it yourself. She's low on iron, so she ate Jordan.
Not helpful.
Fine. Let's investigate this problem scientifically, starting with what we observed.
Jordan.
A very nice, very cool, very real, and very alive-seeming human being. Further evidence of which, I touched her arm and it didn't fall off. Excellent clinical observation.
They look up.
What's that noise? Are we still investigating things scientifically? Always. In that case, based on the evidence, I'd conclude that was just the wind.
Just the wind. Rattling a chain.
Sitting under the sheet, they wait.
I'm gonna go investigate.
I'm gonna hide under the covers.
Carrying her glowing jar, Zee slowly crosses the dark cabin. She looks apprehensively at the closed, jiggling door. As she reaches toward the door handle, Paz joins her.
I can't let you face this seriously rude ghost alone.
Okay, on the count of 3,000?
Zee rolls her eyes at Paz, who gives a resigned look.
1, 2, 3!
They push open the door and step outside. The wind whips their hair.
See? Nothing here. It's just the wind!
The door slams. Jordan's bracelet hangs from a door hook.
Look! It's Jordan's charm bracelet. That's what was making the noise.
Now we have empirical proof.
Jordan isn't a ghost or a zombie. Neither accessorizes with jewelry. Skulls, yes.
But where is Jordan? And why would you leave her bracelet on our door?
Hello, explorers!
Drew joins them.
Drew, you scared us half to death.
Are you a ghost?
I don't think so. But it would be really cool.
Nope.
What are you doing out here in the middle of the night?
Oh, I saw you guys come outside and I wanted to make sure you were all right. I like to think of myself as the camp's watchful guardian of the Night Realm.
What a curious coincidence. Watchful guardian of the Night Realm is an adagrammatic acronym for wrong.
Wow, I didn't realize that. You're fast.
Did you hang this on our door?
No, but it's really cool.
Did you see who did?
No.
Then how exactly are you a watchful guardian of the Night Realm?
It's more of an honorary title because I don't sleep.
Listen, Drew, this is really important. We're trying to find our friend, Jordan.
Is she the older girl you guys were hanging out with today?
Yeah. Speaking of which, how did you foot a worm on 3 feet?
I didn't mean to. I guess I'd just been standing there so long I didn't realize you guys were taking a photo. It was really cool how she did that thing with the popsicle sticks.
How long had you been standing there?
The whole time.
Why?
It looked like you guys were having a lot of fun. I guess I was hoping you'd notice me and invite me over to join you. Good night, explorers.
Drew leaves. Knitting her brow, Paz faces Zee.
I think we actually have proof of 2 things.
Which are?
Wherever she is, Jordan's not a ghost. And Drew's been wanting to hang out with us.
Paz turns around. In the distance, Drew meanders down the steps wearing a hat decorated with glow sticks. Daytime. On a wide lawn, Drew paints at an easel. She leans out from behind the canvas.
Head up just a bit.
Perfect.
She addresses a snail sitting on a stool with leaves. Zee and Paz walk across the lawn and stand behind her.
Hey, Drew.
Drew gives them a brief smile.
Hi, explorers.
She continues painting.
Drew, we've been a little blind. What do you mean?
We mean for science-minded people. We haven't been very observant.
And as a result, we've missed a big opportunity to make a new friend.
We'd really like to start over.
I'd really like that, too.
They all hug. Now they walk to the quad.
If we're gonna find Jordan, we have to formulate a plan. How do you formulate a plan to find someone who isn't a ghost but acts like one?
Well, she gave you her bracelet, so she's acting like a ghost who wants to be found.
So maybe she'll leave us another clue.
Exactly.
So all we have to do is wait.
Yep.
They head off.
I hate waiting.
A sketch of 2 doves tops a stack of pages clipped to an easel.
Zee?
Paz returns.
Isn't this your flipbook movie?
No, mine's in the cabin.
Are you sure?
Zee takes down the makeshift book.
Oh my gosh!
She removes the top page.
this is mine, but this is ours. I mean, it's Jordan's. I mean, she made it for it. It's another clue.
See? That wasn't too long to wait.
This is the last phrase of my movie that flew out of the window. How'd Jordan wind up with it?
That's another question we'll have to ask her. If we ever find her.
Drew and Paz look on as Z flips slowly through the book. Some pages show geometric diagrams and mathematical formulas, while another bears an equal-sided cross.
What's all this supposed to mean?
A flip animation shows yellow circles.
It's some kind of riddle.
They view a sketch.
And this is some type of bug. I'm out.
No, that's a bioluminescent beetle. Or as I like to call them, baby fireflies.
Z flips through another animation.
I know this one. This dot orbiting the Earth is a symbol for time.
Bug time? I'm out.
Come on, pause. We can do this.
Drew eyes a page.
What do you think these are supposed to mean?
Those are geometric dimensions for a blueprint. All right, I'm in.
Look, each of us can figure out a part of this riddle. I say we divide and conquer.
Too bad we can't use the computers at the tech facility.
Hey, I know the perfect workspace.
In a dirt clearing surrounded by potted plants and mini greenhouses, the girls work. Flipbook pages, rocks with painted numbers, and craft materials litter the ground. Z plants a stick in the earth, which casts a shadow. Nearby, Drew lays out a periodic table. Studying the geometric blueprint, Paz sketches an open structure with a roof resting on pillars. Picking up the page in her sketch pad, she compares the images. Now, the three girls stand together. Z holds one of the flipbook pages.
Cool sundial.
That dot that looks like it's orbiting the Earth is actually a diagram that represents the coordinates of this camp.
Whoa.
Based on direction and position relative to the sun, I determined that whatever it is we're supposed to do right here at noon.
Right here? In the garden?
Yep.
But my alfalfa won't be ready to harvest for weeks.
Then we can safely eliminate that. Look, this blueprint is unlike anything I've ever seen. It doesn't illustrate a conventional space. I can't really describe it. It's like a factory with no walls.
A factory with no walls? What's the point of that?
Beats me.
I solved the complex chemical solution. It's luciferin and oxyluciferin.
Great. What's that?
They're one half of a compound enzyme. The flipbook didn't include the solution for the other half, but whatever it is, together they create bioluminescence, which makes things like our firefly friends glow.
So what does it all mean? We're supposed to be here at noon to look for an unconventional space with glowing beetles?
Z grabs the equal-sided cross drawing.
Look, we still haven't figured out what this isolated addition sign is supposed to mean.
Holy cow! It's not an addition sign. What is it?
Drew points to a box with the same symbol.
A first aid kit,
which is where you keep hydrogen peroxide,
which must be the other half of the compound that makes things glow.
Let me get my goggles, my gloves, and a mister.
They run off. Now, Drew wears goggles and gardening gloves. Carrying a large bottle attached to a small misting hose, she sprays the ground in front of her as she walks forward, then stops. Paz and Z emerge on either side of her. They all stare in amazement.
Voila!
Mind blown.
Behold, firefly footprints.
A path of fluorescent green shoe prints appears, extending toward the trees. In the woods, Drew, Z, and Paz follow the trail. As Drew miss the ground, more shoe prints appear. Reaching an unmarked spot, they stop.
No more footprints.
How do we know which way to go? Pretty sure I did that.
But how? Is there a tripwire?
A sensor blinks on the charm bracelet.
I think it's our very first clue.
A large key ring hangs from a branch. Jumping, Z tries to reach it.
You know what always comes in handy?
Paz uses the mechanical arm to pull the key ring off.
Whoa.
So we have three keys. What do they unlock?
How do we find it with no footprints? And without getting lost?
Lucky for us, we have a telescope.
A lens charm hangs on the bracelet.
This way, explorers. Adventure awaits.
Paws looks through the lens and leads the way. On a sunny, grassy slope, the three friends walk on a dirt path. As they amble downhill, they glance excitedly at each other. Reaching a wooden gate, Zee fits a key from the ring into a padlock. She bursts through the gate with Paws and Drew. They stare open-mouthed.
Wow.
The girls wear bright smiles. In front of them, an open structure resembling Paws' sketch stands at the bottom of a hill.
A factory without walls. A laboratory and an artist's studio rolled into one.
Glad you can make it.
Jordan!
Standing behind them, Jordan embraces Zee and Paws. She smiles at Drew, who joins the hug. Outside the structure, bright pinwheels spin in the breeze and trays of flowers rest on tables. Inside the workspace, a chessboard lies near more flowers and tools adorn a shelf. Multicolored yarn fills cubbyholes and a shelf holds a wooden figurine. Ceiling beams bear inspirational messages. A photo on a shelf shows Ray. The girls sit at a table.
I'm sure my godmother was very shocked to hear you mention my name.
Godmother?
And Ray's mom, my personal hero, built the steam camp. Back in the 1950s, she made history by being one of the very first female civil engineers in California. But the camp was her true passion project. She wanted to make steam accessible to girls from all walks of life.
I don't understand. If Ray's your godmother, why'd you pretend to not know you?
Yeah, and say you weren't a counselor.
Because I'm not a counselor anymore. Ray's mom passed away last year. It was a tough time. Ray wanted me to run the summer program, but I couldn't. I knew I could never fill her mom's shoes.
But then you came back.
It seemed like the camp was calling me back. I was just gonna sneak around a little bit, check things out. But then I saw you two, and you reminded me so much of myself my first summer.
But I don't get it. Why not just come back and chat with us? Why create the big mystery?
Because I knew, with a little bit of encouragement, you'd realize Ray wasn't preventing you from doing what you loved. Thinking creatively and not backing down from a challenge, like solving a mystery, is gonna serve you well for the rest of your lives.
Paws takes out the charm bracelet and places it in Jordan's hand.
Thank you.
Paws, you're welcome here anytime to build absolutely anything your imagination can come up with.
Deal.
I don't suppose you could use an extra set of hands in your garden.
I was hoping you'd ask.
Deal.
So you digitally lifted yourself out of Rethrefi.
And I promise to teach you every shortcut from every piece of software I know.
Why stop there? Why not come back with us and teach all the campers everything you know? Jordan, you were right. Your mystery challenge was really exciting. And we learned so much from working with each other. That proves you're the perfect person to run the whole summer program.
Cosine.
Jordan gives a soft smile. In the garden area, clues and craft materials cover the ground. Zee, Paws, Drew, and Jordan return. The younger girls hesitate while Jordan slowly steps forward. Wearing a long, flowing robe, Ray waits in the clearing.
When I saw all this, I knew it was a good sign. I'm sorry I let you down. Let me down? No, you gave me all the hope I needed.
She hugs Jordan. Taking off the in charge lanyard and medallion, Ray places it around Jordan's neck with a tearful smile. Looking on, Zee puts her arms around Paws and Drew's shoulders. Ray gently touches Jordan's face.
Welcome home.
Jordan smiles. In the tech facility, blue liquid bubbles through a spiral tube near a flame burning in a canister. A mechanical snake slithers on the floor and a girl sprays a fire extinguisher. Jordan encourages the dazed-looking bespectacled girl by the chemistry equipment. At computers, girls use design software. One girl shows off computer code while others operate a robotic arm. On the floor, snails ride on the back of the snake. Paz stands by a large diorama modeling Jordan's workspace. Paz nods to Z, who aims a video camera at the setting. Drew places a miniature table of plants inside the structure. Z adds a model of the bridge from her flipbook with three tiny doves perched on top. Over black, a quotation appears. Don't let anyone rob you of your imagination, your creativity, or your curiosity. It's your place in the world. It's your life. Go on and do all you can with it and make it the life you want to live. Dr. Mae Jemison, NASA. A snapshot shows Drew, Z, and Paz. As credits appear, more photos show the girls at the STEAM camp. Directed by Allison McDonald. Teleplay by Allison McDonald. Story by Karen Champion and Allison McDonald. Based on American Girl Z character and stories. Starring Zoe Manorel, Allison Fernandez, Lauren Dunzes. Executive producer Allison McDonald. Executive producers Christopher Keenan, Melinda McCrocklin. Co-executive producer Richard G. King. Producer Karen Champion. Co-producer William Klug. Guest starring Monique Green and Cameron Mannheim. Co-starring Chloe Beth Jones as Camper 1, Mia Moore as Camper 2. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH. Copyright 2017 Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. All rights reserved. Logos, Picro. American Girl. Amazon Studios.